Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, we continue to muscle along. Week 13 is here. Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports here with us. Jersey Jerry, what's going on?
Zach, what's going on? Ain't not much. Just got done with dinner. Came back home. Put the son to sleep. Still not sleeping. Missed the call. I'm sorry.
It's all good. What you have for dinner?
I had this black squid ink pasta with some chopped up lobster, some spicy rigatoni, and some angel hair with sea scallops.
Wow, carb loaded today.
Yeah, big carb.
What you get for dessert? Carb. You get dessert?
Yeah, raspberry cheesecake, and we had three little miniature cannolis.
Wow, so you know how to pick food. There's no doubt about that. Let's see how we're going to pick the games this week. I'll let you go first. What do you got?
Yep, this is one of the easiest plays of the year. I know I say that every week, and every week I get burned usually when I say that. But this sticks out to me because you're talking about a guy who hasn't been in an NFL game in over 2 years now. This is the Texans all day plus +7. They are going to ruin the debut for Deshaun Watson.
You think they can win the game outright or just plus +7 points?
Yep, no doubt about it.
Wow. Okay. Jets and Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings laying the 3. I know Mac Jones finally looked competent last week up against the Minnesota Vikings, so that concerns me a little bit with this pick. But I just got to think 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins going to come up big in Minnesota. Give me the Vikings minus -3.
Awesome. This is going to be one of my favorite plays. This is essentially the Kenny Pickett coming out party. Steelers are minus a half right now. Super hot take. Steelers put up 30 against the Falcons. I'm taking the Steelers minus a half.
I kind of love that pick, actually, Jersey Jerry. And last week,
he looked great. He looked great.
I was all over your Steelers. They won me some money. They made me sweat a little bit, but they always make you sweat these days a little bit.
Yeah, they do.
All righty. My next pick, I'm going to go with the Ravens. I got this line when it was 8. It's now 9.5, so I'll honor it at this number. The Broncos, they can't stand Russell Wilson, and they are screwed with him for the foreseeable future on that contract. I know a few weeks ago the Ravens played the Panthers, and the Ravens were just absolutely horrible, and they still won the game 13-3. You just saw the Panthers blow out the Broncos. I love the Ravens this week. I think they play a complete game. They win this game by 10 points. Give me the Ravens minus 9.5.
Awesome. My last play is going to be, two of these quarterbacks, their numbers are pretty much identical for the year when you look up and down on the sheet. I'm gonna go with Jared Goff and the Lions. And I just think the Lions offense are a bit more explosive. I like the head coach there. I know ETN might not be healthy. I think he might play, but I don't know if he'll be really healthy. So I'm going to go with the Lions, minus the half.
And my final pick, this game started to concern me a little bit just because of the health or the lack of it of the offensive line. But I haven't seen – everyone keeps on telling me, Jersey Jerry, the 49ers are this great team. And I know they have a lot of talent, but they haven't been playing like it. The Dolphins are 8-0 with games that Tua started and finished. I'm going to take the Dolphins plus the points. I like the Dolphins plus the 4 points. So my picks this week – are the Dolphins plus the 4 points, the Ravens minus 9.5, and then I also took the Vikings minus 3. Jersey Jerry is going with the Texans plus 7, Steelers minus a half point, and then the Lions minus a half point as well. How's Thanksgiving, by the way, Jersey Jerry? Good?
It was good. It was good. Hopefully yours was good, too. I had a question for you.
Yes.
You know, it feels really good as a Steelers fan knowing that you have the guy, right? Because I believe the Pittsburgh Steelers have found the guy in Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
And I know you're a Patriots guy. Does it concern you that Mac Jones may not be the guy?
Well, here's the thing that I would advise you. There's a lot of good moments, and then there's a lot of bad moments when you think you have the guy and you haven't seen him play a lot. Because last year I thought Mac Jones was the guy. This year, I can't say he's not the guy because you have Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator, which is a joke, and they don't have any weapons. Like, you have George Pickens. Who do the Patriots have? I would die for George Pickens right now.
Yeah.
So
they
it's
got
just
nobody.
Tough. Like, I'm never thinking Mac right now is going to be great, but I think he could be good, but they're not putting him in a position to succeed. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating as a Patriots fan. I've seen some things on Twitter last night. I'm not the one saying this, but I've seen, you know, Belichick, the game might have passed him by.
I don't know. They were 10-7 last year. They were 10-7 last year.
Yeah, listen, I know, but you know, Belichick wins Super Bowls, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's gonna happen anytime soon. You know. You know what? I don't like this. I feel like I'm getting ganged up on now by a Steelers fan who last time I checked, when was the last time they won a Super Bowl?
A long time ago.
Well, let's be real. There's a lot of fans listening to both of us right now saying, listen to these two spoiled bastards.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Anyway, Jersey Jerry, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.